Welcome to Numerology Meets Human Design. This is going to be super fun. So I am hardcore science meets woo kind of gal, science meets spirituality kind of gal. It's actually my numerology. It's who I am here to be in numerology. And that shows up a lot this time of the year because I'm always looking at my own personal numerology for the year. I am getting my calendar, my agenda set up with all of the numerology for the months ahead. And I'm looking at the planetary energies as far as numerology goes. And that's what we're going to be doing on this episode of Unjaded. We're going to be looking at the frequency of the planet, which is going to be in a cycle 8 for 2024. So cycle 8 is all about karma, power, money, and getting what you really want. If you're ready to see how to use that to your advantage, stick around for the full episode. So what's numerology? Numerology is the study of numbers and their energetic influence on our lives or on other things. You're going to find a lot of wonky definitions if you look it up online, though. In fact, I was looking for a definition. How can I explain this simply exactly what it is? And I came across one article that said that it was the occult. So you may want to stay clear of that. I was like, oh dear God. Anyway, in numerology, we always try to come back to a single digit number. Now, sometimes there are master numbers that we're not going to do that with, but we're not going to get into that for the purposes of this episode. For the background frequency of 2024, how I'm getting the number 8 is that we add 2 + 2 + 4 from 2024 to get the number 8. And that is the numerology for the planet, for the collective, for this year. So your personal numerology cycle will be different, and I'm not going to get into that in this episode, but I'll leave a note in the show notes for you so that you can figure it out. I'll leave the formula there for you so that you can figure out what cycle you're in as well. Personally, I'm in a 2 cycle, which is all about attention to detail. What fresh hell is that for a manifesting generator? My goodness. It's also about relationship and collaborations, though. And it's of utmost importance in a cycle 2 that you surround yourself with supportive people as you reach towards your goals for the year. And we are all going to be reaching towards goals for the year with this planetary energy of the number 8. So as I said in the beginning, cycle 8 is all about power, karma, money, and getting what you want. It's self-empowerment on steroids. The thing with this energy is be careful what you wish for, because it's probably going to happen when you harness the energy of the year 8. So this is where I think we can bring human design into the party, because instead of just going willy-nilly after all kinds of things and, you know, picking goals out of, my son used to say smooth air, picking goals out of smooth air, you really want to lean into your strategy and authority. It's really an opportunity to get to know yourself better and to use your decision-making superpower. So we're going to talk about that. First, we're going to talk about how you can harness the energy of year 8 as your type, and then we're going to talk about your decision-making superpower and how you bring that along with you as well. So if you're a generator or a manifesting generator, you're going to want to master living in response. This is going to be really important with this year 8 cycle, because remember, you get what you want. It's power, it's money, it's goals being reached, just all of that stuff. And as a generator or manifesting generator, you've been conditioned to just go out and do everything yourself, right? Especially as a mani-gen. And that's not the way that we work best. I say we because I'm a manifesting generator. So you want to master living in response. What that looks like is something is happening in the world, or you see something on social media, or you get an idea, you know, you see an idea for your business and you have a guttural response to it. Your sacral feels like, it's a motor, right? Your sacral is a motor, and it feels drawn to, or there's a magnetic pull from your gut to that thing. That's what it feels like. And oftentimes I hear from my generator clients or manifesting generator clients that they're so afraid that the universe isn't going to give them things to respond to. They want to just go out and make things happen, because what if the universe doesn't give me something to respond to? That's never going to happen. 70% of the planet are generator types, generators and manifesting generators. The universe wants to co-conspire with you. The universe wants for things to be happening. So you will start to notice things to respond to. You can't stop yourself. I'm just going to give you a little example from my own life, because that's the only life that I'm living. With my numerology so far this year and my manifesting generator-ishness. Actually, we'll go back a little bit to the end of last year. So I love, 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 love to write. And about 6 or 8 months ago, I had a vision. A coach asked me, you know, my perfect day, what would I be doing? And I saw an envelope, a manila envelope, slide under my door, and I zhuzhed up something on my computer and I slid it back. And to me, I knew that I was changing someone's writing. I was fixing something up that they had written. I was writing copy or content for someone. And I was so ecstatic in this vision. It was like, oh my gosh, if I could just do that. I love, 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 love to write. And then a copywriting course came across my desk. And I ran it through my emotional authority. I sat with it for probably 3 or 4 weeks, completely intending not to buy it. And then the more that I was in this, the more I was responding, the more I was taking the trainings, the little mini trainings and the challenges sort of thing, the more I was being drawn in, the more my sacral response was drawing me in. And I knew it was the right thing for me, but I didn't really have the money kicking around that I could buy this copywriting course. Anyway, I chose to take a leap of faith and take the hints from the universe that I was getting about writing, and I enrolled in the course. Within a week, I had gotten four opportunities in my inbox to write for different companies. And I was like, whoa, okay, thank you, universe. That's telling me that I'm on the right track. That's telling me that I leaned into my decision-making superpower, which I'm also going to cover with you today. But that's telling me that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And that's what your life feels like as a generator, a manifesting generator. You just get confirmation, you get something to respond to, and then you get confirmation of it. It's like all of these signs, you know, we're so famous for asking for signs, and then the universe offers a sign and we're like, yeah, not that one. That's not signy enough for us, you know? So really start to learn to lean in and trust the signs that you're getting if you are a generator or a manifesting generator, and you will feel magnetic. You will feel that pull from your sacral center towards what's right for you. And again, if it's in a year eight, there could be some big opportunities coming up for you if we are in a cycle eight as a planet. If you're a projector, you're going to want to master the art of accepting the right invitations, which means that you're going to need to properly care for yourself. That means that you're going to take time away. You're going to need to take time away in your own era. It means that you're going to need to take time away in your own aura to decondition from all of the sacral energy that's being layered on you every day. 70% of the population are generator types. You're surrounded by sacral energy and you need time in your aura to allow that to dissipate. You also need to take time for restorative rest. You want to be building habits like going to bed, lying down at least 30 minutes before you're tired, so that you can kind of let the energy, I'm doing these motions with my hand, I forget that you can't see me, but you can let the energy just kind of float off of you, you know? I heard Lee Harris, if you're not in Lee Harris world, you want to get in there because he's just a magical intuitive. But he said that every night when he goes to bed, he says, I release all energies and emotions that are not mine. And that's a good tip for all of us, but it's an excellent tip for projectors. So you can go back to the beginning. We will link the episode in the show notes. There is an episode all about projectors. If you want to know a little bit more about self-care and how to recognize the right invitations, then you can check out that episode. You're not ever going to accept the right invitations when you're tired. When you're exhausted from doing too much, from trying to make things happen, you're going to say yes to all of the invitations because you're going to be afraid that the right invitation isn't going to come along, just like the generators are going to be afraid they're not going to get the right sign. And then you're going to end up in things, and think of it, the power of the number eight is behind you. The power of cycle eight is behind you this year, and you're going to get that. That thing is going to come to fruition and you're going to be like, ugh, I didn't want this. If you're a manifester, you could really have quite a year ahead of you because you're a manifester, right? You can initiate. So if you're personally in a year one or eight when we're speaking about numerology and you're a manifester, oh, wow, you are in for a real treat of a year. And the thing is this, we always look forward to these power years, right? We look forward to the cycle ones and the cycle eights, and we think, oh my God, my whole life is going to change. I'm going to get so much done in my business. And you do. I've just come out of a cycle one. And I'm telling you, I started learning about living intentionally my own numerology in a cycle three. So this was my first aware cycle one that I had in 2023. And it was absolutely incredible. One of my really good friends, who is a numerologist actually, She, and I will link her in the show notes for you as well, so you can check her out. But she and I have the same numerology, and we were both in a cycle one this year, and we barely saw each other because we were just moving forward and creating so many things in our businesses. So we all look forward to this eight energy, this one energy. And by the end of the year, let me tell you, you're going to be tired of it. By the end of the year, you're going to be like, oh, I'm so ready for something else. So I know I keep saying this, but like really, really, really spend some time. I was going to say thinking about what you want, but it's not thinking about what you want. It's coming into your body wisdom to know what you want. So back to manifestors. You always get to initiate things that feel right for you. And this year they're going to come to fruition probably a lot faster, a lot more powerfully than other years. We're going to talk about leaning into your decision-making superpower though, so that you really pay attention to that, because that's going to be important for a manifestor, right? Because you can just go and do the things. Same as manifesting generators. You can just go and do the things, and you've always just gone and done the things. Unless you've been conditioned away from that, which is highly possible. So we're going to figure out how to get into your body so that you're going after the right things. If you're a reflector, key for you is going to be being surrounded by the right people, no matter what your personal numerology is for the year. So you're the barometer of health for your community. If they've got karma to clear in this year eight, you'll feel it first. So be aware of that and take time away as much as you need it, because that's how you rejuvenate, is by having time in your own aura. As a reflector, only surround yourself with people who understand how special you are, and lean into your decision-making superpower, which is to wait and wait and wait, because that's the only way you're going to understand what's best for you, right? You're a lunar being. As a reflector, you're a lunar being. It's going to be really important for you to track the transits of the moon so that you can get into the rhythm of what your own cycle is like and how you feel when your gates are highlighted, so that you can take advantage of this potent year eight energy. So let's talk about decision making for everyone else. That's the generators, the manifesting generators, the projectors, and the manifestors. You know your overall strategy. You're going to respond, you're going to be invited, or you're going to initiate. But there's another piece of the puzzle. Check your human design chart, and if you don't have it, I'm sorry I didn't tell you about this in the beginning, but if you don't have your human design chart, you can pop over to my website. It's VickiDixon.com. Just pause the episode, put your birth information in there, and you can grab your chart. You don't have to put your email address in, but if you do, you're going to get videos and emails that are going to explain to you what your chart means exactly. So look at your chart, and you're going to see somewhere where it says your inner authority. That is your decision-making superpower. That's how you lean in and make decisions that you won't regret, is by listening to this inner authority. So half of us are emotional authorities. This is the piece that I talked about when I was talking about my experience with buying the copywriting course and many other things in my life. For someone with emotional authority, there's no truth in the now. You are someone who struggles with decisions on a good day. And many times you've probably made decisions that you regret immediately after. I know I have. When I don't take time with my decisions, especially as a sacral being, my sacral gets all fired up and I'm so ready to just go for the thing. And then I get in the thing and I'm like, oh God, why did I do this? And that's a big thing with emotional authorities. So you want to give yourself time and space to feel through your decisions. You're here to feel through your decisions as an emotional authority. It's a really important piece of the puzzle. There's going to be other people who need to talk things out. So if you're someone who needs to talk things out, if you're a mental projector, if you're a self-projected projector, you're going to want to, and you know what? Even if you have an undefined throat, or if you're a projector, you're going to need to talk things out. You're not going to know what you mean until you hear yourself say it. So the key is talking things out with people who are supportive, talking things out with people who will hold space for you, talking things out with people who will not feel like they need to give you advice, because you know the answer, right? It's inside of your body. What you're doing with your talking is trying to get the answer out of yourself. Some people, if they have ego authority, you just need, and a lot of manifestors will have this, you just need to have the resources in place to do the thing. But that takes self-awareness, right? That takes being really honest with yourself and asking, am I rested enough for this? Do I have the money for this? is all of the support that I'll need in order to do this in place? Because so many times we get into situations and we're halfway through and we're like, oh crap, I'm out of money. Or, oh my gosh, I'm so exhausted. I'm burning myself out here. And that's because we didn't listen to that inner authority that was saying, you're not well enough resourced for this. It's not the time yet. Especially if you're a manifestor and you can just plow right through and do it, right? You can initiate the thing. Really check yourself before you wreck yourself if that is your authority. Your decision-making superpower may be your gut, and that's a sacral authority, and it may be loud and clear, but chances are that you're not listening because you've been so conditioned away from your sacral response that you don't even know what it feels like. I can't tell you the number of generators and manifesting generators, and I was this way too before living my human design. I wasn't in tune with my sacral response. I had to hire a coach to get in tune with my sacral response. I had to practice and practice and practice and practice to get in touch with my sacral response and what it was really telling me. Because no matter what your authority, if you're a generator type, you're going to have a sacral response and then you lean into your authority. So it's sacral response first and then authority. So if you're going to align with the opportunities that are right for you in this cycle 8, you're going to need to listen to your gut. If you are a generator type, you're going to have to lean into that gut feeling. And then if you're a sacral authority, you can take that to the bank. If you're emotional like me, sorry, you got to wait it out. Splenic authority. So you may be someone, the spleen speaks like that. Super, super fast. It's that voice. I had a reading with someone today, actually, and she was like, oh my God, that's what that is. It's the voice that says, turn left here. Look down. That girl needs help. Don't do that. Like, whatever it is, it speaks so fast. And it may not speak. It may be a feeling that you have. It may be something you see. Like, it could be any sense that you have. But it is so fast, lightning fast. And it hits once and never again. So with a sacral response, you can ask your sacral. So generators and manifesting generators can say, ask their sacral yes or no questions, and it will answer and let them know if it is. And I know this might sound incredibly woo, but it's true. But with the splenic authority, you can't do that. You got to get really in tune with your body and know how your intuition speaks. And that is going to be super powerful to guide you to the right opportunities in this cycle 8. So the thing is, no matter whether you align with your design or not, this cycle 8 is going to be a powerful year, okay? It's karma, money, power, getting what you want. Probably, I mean, depending on your personal numerology as well, but probably a little easier to reach goals. Things, I mean, you probably have felt that too, right? Things are moving faster right now. It feels like time has sped up, and 8 cycle is powerful, powerful, powerful. So really, in my experience, your best bet is to align with the things that are right for you rather than just setting all of these goals and maybe getting them and then being completely burned out at the end of the year, because that's what's on the table here. What's on the table is that we get to the end of the year and we are so wiped out that we don't have anything left. And year 9, every year that we're in numerology, every year that we're in, moves us closer to the next cycle. So next year's cycle is a 9. It's all about letting go of things that no longer serve us. And we know that that can be great, but it can also be really painful. So what if you didn't walk into year 9 with a shitload of things that you got yourself into that you didn't really want to be into in the first place, and then you had to let them go and it was so painful? What if you just listened to your body wisdom and you had to let go of the things that weren't serving you more on an energetic level, more as your inner work, rather than all of this stuff that you have to get rid of in order to clean your plate in 2025? I know 2025 seems like a while away, but it'll be here before you know it. This year 8 is going to toss us This year 8 is going to toss us all around a bit. This year 8 is going to toss us all around a bit. That's karma, baby. Aligning with your human design is the very best way to stay unjaded. When you're ready to book your own human design reading, head on over to the website. It's linked in the show notes. It's VickiDixon.com. We'll spend an hour and 15 minutes to an hour and a half together, and we will go through all of the nuances that make you you. And we will spend a lot of time if you're unfamiliar with your human design, if you're starting out, we're going to spend a lot of time on really understanding how to tap into your body wisdom to make aligned decisions and to know what's really right for you.